Well, thank you so much for joining me. I titled this short devotional, Spiritual Fatigue and Renewed Vitality. I'm a planner by nature. A plan and executing a plan both inspires and invigorates me. Now, I realize that much of this has to do with personality type, but I think for most of us, purpose, goals, and plans keep us not only on track, but lend themselves to mental and emotional health. Just like plans executed on for good nutrition and exercise, how that keeps our bodies in shape, our life plans buoy us up with hope and determination. However, when something turns our plans and perhaps our routines upside down, we can be in for a downward spiral. And this is true for our spiritual life as well. Sheltering in place has brought new opportunities for study, Zoom fellowship, and online worship and teaching, but it's also been a significant disruptor. We no longer have the opportunity to fellowship in person with those of our spiritual family. Gone is personal congregational worship, which is not only inspiring, but it's infectious. Those two elements have been missing for some time now and can lead to spiritual fatigue. Working to stay close to the Lord and growing in our faith, perhaps where our physical fellowship is simply with our spouse, can be exciting in the beginning, but fatiguing as time goes on with no change. So what do we do to stay in shape so that fatigue and inertia don't take over? Just as we would check in with our body's fatigue or lack of strength, the same is true spiritually. If we find ourselves a bit dry, how do we find new refreshment, strength, and vitality? One of the answers is found in Matthew 5:6. Blessed, joyful, nourished by God's goodness are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, those who actively seek right standing with God, for they will be completely satisfied. You know, when I forget to eat, it is not pretty. Dave has been known numerous times to just race to the nearest store or restaurant while we're traveling if my, quote, hanger starts to show. You know, lots of people can go all day without food, but I'm just not one of them. And it's the same for me spiritually. If I stay in the Word daily and I feed those areas that I know need nourishment, then I'm okay. When I get too preoccupied for daily study or maybe just lazy, I find myself weak with little to give. And that's why the Lord tells us to hunger and to thirst for Him, because just as our body's health depends on food and water, the nourishment He gives us spiritually keeps us from spiritual fatigue. When I need times of refreshment, I often think of Psalm 1. Blessed, fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God is a man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, following their advice and example, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit down to rest in the seat of scoffers or ridiculers. But his delight is in the Word of God, and on His law, His precepts, and teaching, he habitually meditates day and night. And he will be like a tree firmly planted and fed by streams of water, which yield its fruit in season. Its leaf does not wither, and whatever he does, he prospers, and it comes to maturity. You know, after assessing our spiritual health and fitness, it may be time to change things up. A new plan may be needed. Perhaps for now, it's a new schedule for our quiet time. We might find someone to do a study with. I know my friend and I have just started a study on Revelations and Romans on YouVersion. I'm doing another devotional with a family member in Iowa. I have a young friend who shares really new, interesting podcasts with me for my daily walk. I listen to Jerry and Kimberly Dierman from The Rock most days, and it's a lifeline. I don't do all these things every day, but the more Word I hear and meditate on, the more refreshed I find myself. Fitness requires training. I tested off my Wii Fitness again and was amazed how quickly I'd gotten out of shape again. The Wii talks to you and it tells you when you're a little shaky or not too flexible today or let's work on that strength and endurance. Ouch. The truth hurts. However, it was a great wake-up call, right? To stick to my training routine, and even in just a couple of weeks, I see improvement. The Lord showed me that our walk with Him is much the same. When we do a periodic inventory, we may find ourselves weak in an area or two and realize it's time for some training. We have to train our mouths to decree and declare the promises of God. We train our mouths to stop saying the negative and to say what God says about us, about our future, about our finances, about our health. We train our mouth to bless ourselves and to bless others. We really have to think before we speak. Will what I'm saying build myself up or will it tear me down? Will what I say to another edify them or will it condemn them? We have to practice speaking promises rather than paralyzing predictions. The stock market, the housing market, the job market, it's down. There goes my future. Instead, we have to praise God. My God is my source, and he's still Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Mark 11:22-24, Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe you've received it, and it will be yours." Friends, we can have what we say. With our words, we're choosing life or death. We're choosing sickness or health, poverty or plenty. We have to retrain our words to agree with God's words. We have to train our minds. We know these scriptures take every thought captive that is contrary to the word of God. If we're not in the word, we may not even notice when our thoughts stray from it. We have to train our eyes. Psalm 101:3 says, "I will not set before my eyes anything that's worthless." Wow. Be careful what you're watching. Images are powerful. I've realized that anew with the images on the news around this virus. We have to train our ears to hear the whisper of God directing us. We talked about that last week. To sense that gentle nudge in our spirits, we train ourselves to be quiet and to wait on him to speak. We also have to be careful who we're listening to. The news can be important, but I'm careful how much I'm listening to it. I enjoy people in conversation, but I've learned not to sit long listening to opinions that are contrary to the Word of God. Be careful who you're listening to. We have to train our emotions, not to get the best of us. We take control, not our emotions. Pay special attention to this one. You're in control, and you are controlled by the Holy Spirit. If you find fear or anger taking over, stop, pray, and praise. Because 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "He did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of self-control." And refresh yourself with worship. Fill your house with music that builds you up. I love that expressed praise promises to lift us up. Isaiah 61:3, "The garment of expressive praise, put it on instead of a disheartened spirit. And then they will be called trees of righteousness, strong and magnificent, distinguished for integrity, justice, and right standing with God, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified." And praise ushers us into God's presence. Psalm 22:3, "He inhabits the praises of his people." And 1 Peter 2:9, "But you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light." And Psalm 16:11, "In his presence, there's fullness of joy." So train your eyes, your thoughts, your emotions to line up with God's word. Meditate on his word day and night. Write out the promises in the areas you find yourself weak in. Paste them around the house and practice saying them. Memorize them to strengthen yourself and the Lord during this time of sheltering in. Renew your spirit by listening to praise and worship music. Find new partners to pray or study with, and find your fatigue melting away as strength and joy replace it. Well, I hope that blessed you and you find yourself strengthened this week. Thanks so much.